Samuel's born, look what she did. She gave him as a gift of worship. And then every year, she would, at eight years old, now he's living in the house of the Lord, right? Uh-oh, that's not allowed. You have to be 30 years of age to be a priest in the house of the Lord. But here's an eight-year-old kid in that environment because she even gave him as an expression of worship. Nothing was going to stop her worship. Now she was an intercessory prophetic worshiper. Because now she spends her whole year, every year, doing what? Loving him, covering him, honoring him, and using her creativity to make one more linen covering. And every year she would come and present him a new robe, linen, purity, because she knew he was living amongst Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, and all the poisonous attitudes and poisonous spiritual condition that was wrapped around religious rhetoric with no presence of God, and there was no present word even to Israel because a bunch of religious guys with issues were dominating the atmosphere. But she planted her son as seed into that environment and covered him with purity, prayer, and intercession. Isn't that an awesome picture? And so now every year they would come there to worship together. And then, of course, he was the guy that rose up. And what did he do? He established the school of the prophets or the prophetic musicians, the first ones to function like that. And that's when he said things like to Saul, "Saul, you'll meet a band of musicians coming down the hill. And tomorrow when you meet these guys, when they play or when they prophesy, you'll no longer be the same man." There's prophetic song that a guy walk into the atmosphere of their song and suddenly they, and that's the first time in any language, in any vernacular, you find the word band attached to a group of musicians. It's right there in that scripture. And when these guys would play, look what would take place. And then out of that came, next was David, wasn't he? And that hill that they were coming down was Naioth Ramah. Naioth, the place of the cottages or the cabins. So what did Samuel do on this hill? That's where he taught and trained the musicians that would one day become Kenaniahs and Asaphs and Jeduthuns and Hemans and those guys that were yet to come carrying this mantle of prophetic song. They were going to come out of what a little girl named Hannah's worship is what they came out of. Because the whole religious system and structure shifted because a little girl got her prophetic song. And now, what you see is these prophetic musicians in David's day, they're sitting on Naioth Ramah, place of the cabins or the cottages there where Samuel would be training these guys. They were sitting there playing, hiding out from Saul. Remember the story? Then Saul sends his thugs to abduct David. And he walks into that atmosphere and they're where they're prophesying upon their instruments and they begin to prophesy too. Remember that? And he sends the next bunch of thugs. They walk in there, bang, they hit this wall. And they begin to prophesy too. Music, sound, prophetic song, declaring God, the mind of God and the power of the Spirit with a special bearing on the current situation. Now there's a song for you. So when David would sing a prophetic song,